So we're going to a wedding today, and we don't really want to talk to anybody because I can't handle social interaction sober yet. I hurt my back. I'm wearing a heating pad, thus I can't dance. And we're just going to play cornhole, I think, because that's my destiny, to be a sober cornhole player for the rest of my life.
Oh, there's a dog barking in the
background. The dog barking, we're going to kill it and eat it.
Yeah, it's in a cage.
Yeah, it's in a... We're going to put it in a cage with a roaster in it, and then we're going to kill it, and then we're going to eat it. And we're going to bring some for the wedding reception as well, yeah. Even though you're not supposed to bring food.
I forgot to check off chicken or fish. Yeah, so I'm going to bring my own dog.
I'm going to bring my OD. This wedding.
I didn't injure my back, so I'm gonna be pelvic thrusting while we play cornhole.
We're gonna pelvic thrust at a half Mormon wedding, and I don't know, we might get someone pregnant
just from the thrusting.
It's gonna be great.
Mormons are really, really open to virility.
Virility is they have a lot of children usually.
Potency is contagious there.
I think I could pass as one. So then when I would have my obligatory six children, they'd all have like split genes, you know, so they'd have great teeth, but they'd also have like horrible mental disorders. So
does the great teeth come from your side or the Mormon side?
I think both, actually.
Both.
I had great teeth at one point. I just kind of let them rot.
Let them rot in your skull?
Basically, I'm not good at managing money, and I feared, always didn't like going to the dentist and stuff, so I just kind of let it lapse a little bit.
That's the only way to make, you're like every British person.
Yeah, yeah, every British boy, like, kind of, you know, don't like the dentist and self-loathing and...
Letting your teeth rot in your face.
Let them rot, just rot away, just entirely. And speak of poor money management... We've just discovered that we both actually have histories of overdrafts for really pathetic things.
I wouldn't call mine so much a history as I did it for the first time this week.
Oh, it's...
Buying pitchers of beer at adult kickball.
On a weeknight.
on a Thursday. And I stumbled into work still drunk Friday morning.
Well, that's what your 20s are about, your early, mid-20s. And then the rest of it is about paying for those choices. as I've discovered.
Yeah, but not at the dentist.
This night's going to last forever. No, it doesn't.
2 weeks later.
It never does. Yeah.
8 weeks later, you're having an unplanned abortion.
Yeah, why can't it last forever? All mine are planned, though.
All mine are
all of them.
You have predispositioned abortion.
You know, most people have a checking account and a savings account. I have a checking account and an abortion account.
25% of all of your income goes straight to the abortion account.
The and then, you know, when I like to give back, I pay for the abortions of others. That I'm not affiliated with.
You pay for stranger abortions.
Yeah, it's kind of social engineering.
Or sometimes you trick the... You tell the people, no, this is definitely an abortion clinic. And it's an ultrasound. Like, oh, they're killing the baby with radioactive waste, and then you adopt it.
Yeah.
And then that's how you...
Adopt radioactive babies and get government money.
That's the beginning of an empire.
And then I invested in kickball pitchers for other people to drink. I'm very selfless. It's about engineering selflessness.
You buy kickball pitchers for people to lose their babies.
Yes.
You drink so much.
So they have, you know, make poor, irresponsible choices with their bodies, and then they have to, you know, deal with it. And I help them.
You help them deal with their choices.
Straight from my account.
Yeah. Just put it on my tab. Put it on my abortion tab.
You know how you can, the bank sites that you can send money to?
Yeah.
Stuff? I have, like, 432 days on there for an abortion fund.
Half of never mind. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go where I was going to go just now.
I think in the future there's going to be abortion clinics at Panera. Due to the prevalence of Paneras and the fact that, you know, there's not going to be jobs for people in the future, so it's really irresponsible to, I think, perpetuate the human race at a certain point. And Paneras are just going to keep
coming up,
building on top of other Paneras, and they're going to just, it's going to be an all-service, Panera where you got your abortions.
Can I get a bacon cheddar bowl and an abortion?
Yeah, you know. Okay, just the abortion. Then you keep remembering their food isn't good.
Well, what it is, the bacon cheddar bowls are going to give you such explosive diarrhea that you're guaranteed to have an abortion with it.
Yeah, it just pops right out.
It just pops right out. You're like, up, up, up. It's a really big shit and a baby.
Pops right out and they drown it. And they're just going to say, this is Panera bread and abortion. They just put it right out of the thing.
Panera bread.
Yeah. And I came up with an idea for a short called McPortion, where a guy is driving his friend who's pregnant, who's a guy, to McDonald's for an abortion.
How does the guy get pregnant?
It's an alternate near future.
Alternate near future?
Yeah, where men get pregnant.
So it could be our near future.
Yeah.
I think a guy could, didn't a guy get pregnant a few years ago?
You're talking about Bruce Jenner again?
It was a Bruce Jenner-esque situation.
Yeah.
Where, like, it was a guy who was post-op transvestite, and he, like, was officially inseminated by himself.
Wait, he had his own...
No, I made that part up for the audience.
Oh, man, self-inbreeding would be...
Self-inbreeding?
Really rough.
Somebody told me, like, apparently a fairly common ailment is to have two vaginas.
That doesn't sound like an ailment. That sounds awesome. This is a thing that
every... It's a blessing.
Can you align your periods, though? Because if you're always on your...
Yeah, well, you sync with yourself, because you're your own alpha.
Oh, my God, that's a really intelligent analysis.
Yeah, there's no other way to... Nobody else is in control of you but you.
Man, that's frightening, though. I can't control myself.
Or if you're a lesbian and have a female boss, you have two different cycles.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, half of your life is miserable.
That's less than me.
They're already doing better than you.
Yeah. Just a quick word for Cherry Coke. Thank you. Thank you for sponsoring our
discussion. For Panera Bread.
And Panera Bread.
Yeah.
Panera Bread and Cherry Coke for sponsoring our...
In Illusion World.
In Illusion World. We're back on board with Illusion World.
They pulled their sponsorship, but they put it back.
They put it back because no one else is endorsing bringing humans back. Ancient humans. And trying to integrate them into a brutal world.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of brutal worlds, I saw the new Mad Max movie last night.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Excellent.
Some of the guys could have been you today.
What?
Which guys? All of them were crazy.
Okay.
They all look crazy.
Do they have, like, bone necklaces and stuff, right? Like, human bones?
Some of the characters that did weird things.
Was there cannibalism?
There was no cannibalism in this one. Mm. There was two-headed lizard.
That's pretty sweet.
That some guy ate.
I would eat it. I would fuck it, too.
You'd fuck the two-headed lizard?
And then eat it.
You gotta pick which mouth to fuck, though.
Both.
Go in one and out the other.
Yeah.
It's a lizard. It's not that big. It's not that big as a lizard.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm not that big either, so... The lizard's small enough, that works for me.
That works for you. Fits right.
But so there has already been more cannibalism on our podcasts than in Mad Max. Like,
there's been 100%. Yeah, there's been 100% more cannibalism in our podcast than the most recent Mad Max. I haven't seen the first three.
I don't think there's any cannibalism in those. Apparently, that's not a really popular topic.
Cannibalism?
On film.
I mean,
I guess in some zombie movies, but
there was a little bit of cannibalism in. Human Centipede.
And Runaway Bride.
and Runaway Bride and in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Is it possible to crash a wedding you're invited to?
Probably. I mean, our general behavior is kind of a
crash behavior.
But, you know, we'll see. I'm not drinking this time, so maybe my behavior will be pretty sound, but I think it'll just be uncomfortable.
Yeah. You're uncomfortable at the wedding.
At least I got a haircut.
You got your own dog.
Let's just assume I'm quiet. And I got dog meat, so.
Yeah, you got your own dog. Like, dog meat is, not only does it get you drunk.
Super drunk.
Super drunk, but it's an aphrodisiac.
It is. I mean, it makes other people horny, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you horny.
Pheromones in it.
Yeah.
Your body radiates pheromones.
Yeah. So whatever Axe is trying to accomplish, this actually does accomplish that.
That's the new Axe flavor.
Yeah,
dog
just,
meat.
Yeah, you just... Oh, God, he's eating dog. I gotta get him.
The next 45 seconds brought to you by Axe Body Spray.
Yeah, and dogs.
Yeah, any mention of cannibalism, you can write them an angry letter.
Tasty dog.
Because they told us to talk about it.
What type of dog would you eat first?
That one. The one we're, about to eat.
Oh, yeah. The first choice of any breed?
Papillon. That's what he is.
I've never heard of that.
It means butterfly in French.
Is it French? Anything French, I'm eating.
Anything French, I'm eating.
I would eat a poodle.
Why?
Because they're fucking, I don't know, they got curly hair, probably delicious.
I'd eat a St. Bernard. They're like the buffaloes of the dog world. So they probably taste delicious.
I like dogs, but, you know, at a certain point, it's like, you gotta try things in the world, I guess. I haven't done enough living, and...
I eat guinea pig. If I went to China, it's like a thing.
They're gonna have that at Panda Express in my near future. You can get orange guinea. Orange. It comes out pink.
Can I get a honey guinea?
Yeah, can I get a honey guinea and it's glowing pink with radiation.
From the guinea pig farms.
Yeah, they farm all
internal,
sorts of things
at
there.
The Panda. They don't have. There's no freezers in any Five Guys. But on the opposite, it's true. But on the opposite side of that, every Panda Express has its own guinea pig farm.
Yeah. Right in the basement.
Right in the basement. Yeah, no Five Guys.
I mean, it's just wall to wall guineas. It looks like 1910 America.
You like the Indiana Jones
in New York?
The Indiana Jones snake pit, where like there's always a pit of snakes. There's like you can't even see the ground. There's so many snakes. This is like that. There's guineas crawling on one another.
Yeah, just crawl all over each other, waiting to be the first one to get...
And the unfortunate ones are the ones who walk under the nets, and they get cooked first.
The nets. They can scoop them with, like, a shovel, but they use nets instead to travel and turn into a game, because someone's working down there making $8.50, and he's like, fuck it. Hey, give me the net.
We're in the net today.
You're supposed to use the shovel. Fuck it, just give me the net.
Until somebody builds a machine and that guy's out of a job.
Yeah, then he's out of a job.
He wants 15 an hour.
And then he's like, man, I should have just done the shovel and abused myself in other ways. Yeah, he's going to go on strike. The
guinea pig farmer strike.
At Panda Express.
And then we're going to have to import all of our guinea pigs from China.
Yeah.
Again.
Just because, you know, someone wants a livable wage farming guinea pigs underground at a Panda Express.
This is the future of all of our guinea pig farmers going back to China. This is the future of America.
And that's when you make sure to buy the Panda Express stock.
Panda Express stock when it
goes
back to China?
No, when they start, you know, when they start striking, it's going to drop a little bit and then it goes up because you know they're going to use robots.
Robots are more efficient.
The way to make money in the market is to lose all your humanity. It's true.
On that...
It is.
On that note, though, when I went to see this movie yesterday, I interacted with a total of... Well, I went with a friend of mine, one person.
Yeah.
He was my friend. Didn't have to talk to anybody to buy the ticket. You don't have to talk to anybody to fill your drink. Because they have, like, the refill machine.
No one fills it for you?
No, they hand
it. I wanted them to stand there with a pitcher and a bow tie. Oh, more Mountain Dew, sir? Like, yeah, man. What do you think I came here for? Oh, for more Mountain Dew. And then they pour it, like, perfectly at a 45-degree angle, so there's not too much
fizz, just
enough fizz.
There's a head.
It settles, and then you look at the head, and you get a little, good feeling.
And you take a sip and then pour it out on his shoes.
Yes, on his shoes. He's like, hey, better luck to you in the future. I'm going to go see this film on this giant screen. It's bigger than your apartment.
Bigger than your...
And then that's what you're supposed to do. Like, if there's no people in front of you, who are you supposed to treat poorly?
Yeah.
I mean, your quest to become a
That's the reason
I
go to Bowtie Cinemas, too. It's for the Mountain Dew service.
Oh, yeah. It is called Bowtie Cinemas, right?
It is called Bowtie. The one in Reston is.
Mm.
Bowtie Cinemas and the Reston Town Center.
Shout out to Bowtie Cinemas and your lack of human beings
them. They actually have human beings.
They do?
Yeah.
What do they do? Why? Why do they have...
Refill your sodas and check your tickets and give you hand jobs in the bathroom.
That's what Daddy want with the butter.
A buttery hand job in a movie theater bathroom.
Yeah, at a matinee on a weekday.
That's what we should have named our kickball team next season. Buttery hand job in a movie theater bathroom.
Matinee. I don't think that fits on an email or whatever.
You can make anything fit.
That's true. Especially with popcorn butter.
Especially.
Yeah.
I actually heard it's 80% KY jelly.
It's also God's lubricant.
It's nature's lubricant.
Yeah, that's right.
It's natural. It's all natural.
Grows in the earth.
It grows in the earth. Earth?
Yeah, deep in the earth.
Deep in the earth.
This is a lot of lubricant.
If I ever get to name a shot, is a slippery nipple like a buttery nipple? It's gonna be buttery hand job.
Yes. I would like to name shots too.
And it's gonna have. It's just vodka. It's just straight vodka.
Excellent.
Grey Goose vodka.
I would name a shot Police Brutality.
And it's got Johnny Walker Black in it.
Yeah.
No, it's got Johnny Walker Black mixed with Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah.
But it makes you vomit afterwards.
Yeah, you vomit immediately.
You vomit immediately.
And then someone comes and tases you. Unjustifiably. Thanks, police.
Thanks, police. And you get put in the back of a cruiser with a broken neck.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was like that.
And then somebody fucking comes assholes. And burns down the bar.
Yeah, you burn it down.
And then you burn in the bar.
Hide all the evidence. Yeah. You burn the bar to a crisp.
Yeah. And that's the...
And hide behind your union.
Is it a police union or a workers' union?
I don't know, man. But they're going to get replaced by robots, too, who are capable of
reason.
The union
representatives are going to get replaced by robots.
Yeah.
Robot union... The future of unions is to have robot representatives.
Well, one issue I take is there, you know, there are four quadrants, right? Rarely are you going to see bravery and intelligence match up.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go.
What are the four quadrants? Bravery and intelligence?
Bravery, intelligence, it's just like X and Y axis, okay?
Okay, so one axis is bravery, yeah. One is intelligence.
Like, I have a lot of intelligence, no bravery, very little bravery.
What quadrant are you in? You're quadrant three?
I'm quadrant, yeah.
X-axis is bravery, Y is intelligence.
Yeah.
Yes.
It goes left to right, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. I'd be in...
It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
This is like math.
Yeah.
I'm in the no intelligence, no bravery.
Yeah.
I'm just making really stupid, timid choices.
Yeah. I don't know about
but
that!
To be fair, it's better to be not brave and not intelligent than it is to be brave and not intelligent.
No, because if you get medals for that.
You get the Medal of Honor?
Like, Chewbacca got a medal. He wasn't that intelligent. What am I doing? So, yeah, we're going to fight this war for not, like, a planet that never gets, like, what planet is Chewbacca from?
Endor?
No, he's not. Is he?
No, wait,
that's where the Ewoks are.
I think Chewbacca was from Endor.
Well, I guess they were under Empire rule, right? But, I mean, they weren't really messing with a bunch of Wookiees, but he got involved.
Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Well, didn't Yoda get... Yoda definitely got his people involved.
Wookiees must participate. What do you think he bribed them with? They're like, what? How does Yoda motivate people? Dog meat. They were dog. Chewbacca was like basically like a space dog.
They were
right?
They were cannibalistic people.
They eat dogs. It's like
they eat the Ewoks.
Truckload of Ewoks, how tasty they were!
I heard once that it was either the Ewoks or the Wookiees. One of the two was either never supposed to be a race or
what?
One of them was like never supposed to exist or to have been a much bigger part of the Star Wars series.
The illusions of Star Wars.
They were the illusions of Star Wars. But something happened, and I think it was the Ewoks, because George Lucas, something happened where they became this part of the movie, because Ewok is essentially just Wookiee backwards.
Oh my god. Fuck, man, you should work for the FBI.
No, somebody told me this. I read a lot of cracks.com.
It still counts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really whip smart to come up with that.
But it was just,
hey, I know which quadrant you're in.
The fact that I have Star Wars trivia, fan trivia, means I have no bravery.
Yeah, definitely not. Those means no people bravery. Are not brave.
No, that's why you watch
Star Wars. Yeah, we don't ask out girls, you know. No. It's like, not traditionally.
No, over the internet.
Yeah, obviously.
80% of my one girlfriend has been over the internet.
Yeah, 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 me too. I don't know why, it's just, you know.
Because you're the Ewok of the Ewok.
I am Ewok. You never intended cuddly, but like
you were never intended to be on the internet.
No.
But your anti-self is on there now.
Yeah, absolutely. Just all over it.
And you, now you're a much bigger part of the internet than you ever wanted to be.
Exactly. I wanted to be in the outer net. Like, looking for leaves and stuff. And
oh, yeah, there's a rabbit.
Doesn't know that the world can chew him up.
Yeah. We're going to go sick our dog on him.
Yeah, so the dog filled with rabbit.
That's our spoil.
I want undigested rabbit in my dog meat.
It's a turducken. It's the turducken, yes, of the dog meat.
Yeah, man.
But
oh, it looks delicious.
I think you just hopped away.
I think I'm just hungry. Everything looks really tasty.
Everything looks
right now.
Delicious.
The rabbit looked good. The dog looked really good. Oh my god, I want to eat
better
that dog.
Than you never thought you'd be so attracted to eating a dog.
Never in my life. There's this painting that's in front of us, and it's got a dog on it, and I want to eat that dog.
That is the well, one of those dogs is the.
And in the background, I want to eat the foreground dog.
You eat the foreground dog.
Yeah.
We go. I think he's buried in the backyard somewhere. We go dig him up.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's no sport in it.
Can we go the shovel that the Pan Express guy wasn't using? They sold on Craigslist for $7. Used guinea pig farm
shovel.
That was
a great
shovel. Buy. Yeah,
that was the best Craigslist buy.
I paid the extra 40 cents to get it autographed.
By the Panda Express guy?
Yeah, by the soon-to-be, you know.
He's like, for
redundant.
Extra $1.50, we'll clear the guinea pig blood. He's like, no.
Redundant Rick, the Panda Express farm worker in the basement. This is the fumes from the Panda Express ovens. Just trickling down. They're like mine workers.
It gets real bad when the Panda Express collapses.
Yeah.
They trap in there for 7 days. With all that methane.
Yeah, they drink from a hose.
They get the orange lung.
Yeah, orange lung.
From the orange chicken.
Orange gerbil. Orange guinea pig. It's going to start serving all sorts of fucking orange illusions. And orange, like, they're going to resurrect all these animals from the times of before the Christ and the pterodactyls.
They're going to resurrect the animals that didn't make it onto Noah's Ark.
Yeah, I feel like the all ocean. These animals are going to be brought back only for them to be utterly ruined by, like, Panda Express and Panera. Like, you can't go see them, or they're not going to go into the natural world. They're just, like, they're combo
the
meals.
Straight in the McDonald's farm?
Yeah. No, McDonald's is going to be really highbrow. It's going to be, like, an intellectual world. That's where everyone plays chess at. I mean, 74% of all chess games take place in McDonald's in minor towns.
Is that a fact?
Yes. That's a fact from a journal.
I remember, from a journal?
From a journal.
The Journal of Chess and McDonald's? That McDonald's publishes?
McDonald's publishes. They have a publishing farm in Zaire.
That has all machines and then 1 6-year-old working the machines.
Yeah, he's got 3 fingers.
combined, on both hands.
Yep. Definitely. He's got 2 on his left and 1 on his right. And there's cameras watching at all times. But sometimes on the one
and
on his right.
He has to work naked, so he doesn't hide any machine parts.
Well, he doesn't have to work naked. We just prefer him to work naked.
He chooses to.
Yeah, we prefer.
He chooses to.
Because we own it.
Because we want the we got the cameras on.
That's stock in the.
And that way we can make money off of the machinery and make money off of our internet show.
Yes.
That's popular in Zaire.
Very popular in Zaire. He's got to watch something while he's working.
He's going to watch himself.
He also watches the cannibalism in Runaway Bride. Just like only that part over and over again.
He's got a bootleg DVD
of Julie Roberts eating an illusion. Illusion subway worker.
With his hat still on.
She's like, I want double meat. I'm like, okay. Get over here. And then just eats him and then leaves the guy at the altar.
This foot long is way more than $5.
Yeah.
There's the lesser known part that the guy who's, you know how like the cover of the movie has her in sneakers?
Yeah.
She eats the guy who sewed those sneakers together. That's why she's running so fast.
Everyone gets ate
Everyone
by something,
gets eaten,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Everyone does, eventually.
Everyone eventually gets eaten. More for our female viewers.
Yeah.
They get eaten, but call me.
Call us.
But call us.
I mean, don't call me, but call him.
We might or might not lock you in a basement and flay
serve you dog meat.
And serve you dog meat, flay you, and wear your skin.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I have done that in a long time, though.
They'd go to a costume party. Who are you? Oh, somebody I killed! Ta-da!
I'm Terry!
Yeah. They, you know, kind of make their mouth move like a puppet.
You got their skull on your shoulder. I couldn't afford a parrot.
And they kept all their coupons. I burned the rest when I kept the coupons.
I found the coupons in the back of the minivan.
I kept the minivan, too. I always wanted one. I'm not going to have children, but I want a minivan.
It's a Honda Odyssey.
You never know. You got to be ready.
Yeah. You this know. Way, it's way less peculiar when you're at the soccer games now.
Yeah, watching.
Watching kids play soccer as you're playing chess.
McDonald's. I like to get a McDonald's that's adjacent to a soccer field.
Which it is, because there's nothing better than to give your kids, to have them go play sports and work out, and then go stuff their fat faces.
Yeah, definitely.
With a Big Mac. Number one combo.
Yeah, and it's not going to be even exotic or healthy or anything, because they're not serving the rabbits, they're not serving...
Yeah, they're not serving,
slugs.
They serve... Well, they got rid of the salads, because the rabbits kept eating all the salads. So then they started getting rid of the rabbits, because the salad was a huge moneymaker. The salads... ordering a salad at McDonald's is like ordering a Big Mac and a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Like, you're not making...
Yeah, it's not a healthy salad. Yeah. Just lettuce with urine.
Mandarin oranges.
Mandarin oranges and urine-soaked lettuce.
With, like, dribbles. Just
soy sauce. With salt water.
And dribbles of IKEA meatballs.
You see an enemy.
God, if they don't have dog meat, it's what I'm just gonna leave.
I'm
just gonna fucking leave.
Anyway, hey, congratulations! Here's your target card that I got you.
Did you get a target card?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get anything.
Oh, well, you can stop at Target. I mean, this is like I feel like when you're invited to something, you still have to bring part of yourself. It's just like, I don't know what this adult world that you're entering or have already entered and now are pairing with a fellow adult. Mm. To live your adult life together. I don't know what that is.
Here's a toaster.
Is. Yeah, it's like, oh, God, I don't know how to toast.
Congratulations on the rest of your life. Here's
I
your
can't
toaster.
I really make toast. Like, out here, I could tell dark jokes. Lord, you know, since it's not the kind of wedding where you can do that, I'm just going to sit in the corner until it's time to corn.
I'm going to invent the first ever toaster that cooks dog meat.
It's a dog toaster.
It's got, like, frozen thaw bagel dog meat. Because nobody's figured...
With built-in cinnamon preserves. It just
sprinkle.
Mixes into...
No, no, it's got...
Toast.
Dog
toast?
You could put it with... You could put it with, Cheeto dust, too. Which is actually... Liquefied Cheeto dust is all... Panda Express orange chicken is.
I want to snort Cheeto dust off of, Panda Express guy's, wife.
A fully erect standing
wiener with his wife watching.
He snorted, yeah.
And while I tell her that his job's gonna be obsolete, and that I own some Panda Express stock.
Some Panda Express.
Yeah.
So you should get with me.
Yeah, you should get with me. I mean, you already are, but like, you know.
I own 14 shares here. Just mm-hmm. So you know,
I own 14 shares of Panda Express. Yeah. I'm going places.
The 14 shares I own is your husband's penis. That's the 14 shares I bought.
You can be really specific in the new economy.
When you buy stock, you can pick out which brick of the Starbucks you want.
Yes.
Or
the
exact
location.
Mm-hmm. Or when you buy Apple stock, you can just pick the exact amount of smugness you want.
Oh, I'm a genius. I work at the Apple store. I'm a genius.
I work at the Genius Bar. I think a genius makes more than $6.50 an hour. Maybe. Maybe.
$6.50?
No, they make
a million. All right, if we started some type of empire, how much would we pay our workers?
Whatever minimum wage is, but a dollar less. We offer competitive wages. They're not that competitive, but we got around it.
That's more than I make.
We'll find a way to make it so it's like wait staff. We're like, oh, well, if a certain amount of your income is based on tips, we can pay you less, but we're not going to ever tip them.
No.
But just pay them $1 minimum wage.
Here's a tip. Go back to school. That's what you tell them.
Here's a tip. Finish your GED.
Yeah, you know, but there are probably going to be better people than us, but we have to have something over them, right?
You're right here. Hold out your hand. Here. There's hope.
Yeah, put hope here you go. Boop.
I just put $6 with a hope.
Yeah, I mean, this...
You're not getting overtime this week, by the way.
Yeah. You're working 90 hours, but no extra for you. And that's what America is.
Work without overtime?
Or just, you know, work without
hope. Or we go back to the Cheeto dust on erections.
Cheeto dust on erections is what it should be. I would like to live in that world where you're just doing things like that, and it also somehow enriches your soul. You know, because every...
By snorting Cheeto dust?
Yeah. Like, I remember that time I snorted Cheeto dust.
That's the one memory you have, though, on your deathbed.
When I get my dementia or whatever, I hope that I just, whether I did or did not snort Cheeto dust over a semi-erect Panda Express worker who's about to become obsolete, I want that to be my memory that repeats over and over.
And you're right, yeah.
Yeah, I have a mind that just stews things over and over.
Everybody in your family who you love, who's there to support you, you don't know their names. Yeah. But they're all like Wang Chung.
But I know Cheeto dust. I know this. You know Cheeto. I know the feel of it going up my nose. The texture of his skin.
The texture. you can identify. You're like. I wish he'd been circumcised.
Yeah,
I wish he'd gotten.
If only he was circumcised, it would have been even better. Oh, Cheetos! Do they still make those?
You have to get cheesy poofs.
And they're like, hey, and they're like, hey, look. He's going to put us in his will a little more prominently if we give him fucking Cheeto dust. So just give him some Cheeto dust and, you know, maybe take your dick out. I don't know. I'm not doing that for Grandpa. Like, just do it.
Just take your dick out.
Yeah. Do you want those 14 shares or not?
But 14 stock.
But they skyrocketed because they started using robots for their guinea pig farms.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. So everybody go out and buy Panda Express stock on their IPO release date, which happens to be tomorrow.
I think they're part of a bigger company or something.
Oh, Panda Express?
I don't know.
They might be.
You know, I lost all my money. I stopped paying attention.
Well, I read recently that every 23 hours in Asia, either a KFC, Taco Bell, or a Pizza Hut opens.
Yeah, that's Yum.
Yum. One of the Yum restaurants, every 23 hours, one of them opens in Asia.
Nice.
Which is a lot. It's a lot of Taco Bell, and that's enough. Think about it. If every Asian had diarrhea, they could flood the world.
Oh, my God. That's the future.
That's the future.
So we got to invest in sump pumps.
Have you ever seen the movie Water?
Water World?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You thought it was called Water?
Whatever.
Water is the porno version of it.
Water's a low. It's a high budget porno.
It's a bunch of sexual drowning.
Yeah. Wait, who's the star? Is that Mel Gibson?
No. Mel Gibson is in the porn called
Mel
Water.
Gibson's in the porno He's called Water.
Yeah, it's just
it's,
Water.
It's like the highest budget porno ever.
It's
released.
A huge budget movie. It made a lot. And there was crucifixions.
The screen is actually just 80% of CGI cock.
Yeah, and the rest is water.
The rest is
water. It's like
the
reverse of land versus water on Earth. Yeah. It's like penis and then just a bunch of water. Recycled fish tank water. All the fish were dried out.
But this,
and fed to Mel Gibson
but our real
to keep him hard.
Our real dystopian future is water world, but instead of having water, it's Asian diarrhea.
Yeah.
Which is...
And then there's somebody with a tattoo of a map to escape, the Asian diarrhea from fast food restaurants.
Is that the plot of Waterworld?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's the plot of Prison Break.
That was a good show.
Never saw it.
I think it was. I stopped watching after a while, but it was pretty fascinating at first. Yeah. I was into it. Now I'm into this.
I feel like there's like major plot holes in that. Like you could just memorize the map. You can memorize the map of the prison. You don't have to
probably, but
it.
He wanted to show off his like back or something on TV.
His back,
it was in his contract.
He's like, bro, you haven't seen me as a teenager.
Give me a real tattoo. I'm a method actor. I want a real thing. They're like, no, we're not doing that. We're not paying for that. No, you'll get hepatitis. I already have it.
And that's why Prison Break was canceled.
Yeah,
because this conversation happened in season 6.
They kill his character off too. I read
How do you kill the main character?
I don't know. It's the end of the series. You can do whatever you want.
That's like watching... Well, that's a bad example. Let's say the Bernie Mac show and killing off Bernie Mac.
Ugh. Yeah.
It didn't go on too close to home.
It didn't go on after. He was great.
Yeah, how could... I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't have a show based on a character and be like, oh, he's not here anymore. Now the show's about the prison.
Speaking of shows that are no longer on the air, I thought about the Cosby Show when I was in my parents' basement today, and I just thought it's, you know, the world might have just remembered him as this guy that they literally dance off the set, and then you see the audience and stuff, and just like how that's the type of life I picture. You know,
for Bill Cosby?
No, for like me or for others. Is just like you dance with your TV wife, because only in TV can your relationships be that either just perfect or
not miserable.
Not miserable or not, like, you know, there's, you see no emotional effect and pain in these like 30-minute sitcoms of like, oh, I just broke up with someone, whatever, and no one's like that.
Yeah. Except Bill Cosby.
Or the characters on Friends and stuff. Rape. Yeah, and yeah, and Bill Cosby, and it's just it really hit home that this guy, that's not how it is at all, and it's just Bill Cosby dancing out into just public scrutiny instead. Well deserved public scrutiny, apparently, and I don't know, it just made me sad.
It made you sad,
but it also made me want to watch the Cosby Show, like. And so Michael Jackson, you know, had all those allegations. But when you see that, when you hear his music, is his music so good that you forget about his alleged crimes?
If you're a Chris Brown fan, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, they suck. He sucks. But, you know, if I tell him that, you know, he's going to come beat us up.
He's going to come beat you up.
Beat me up.
Did he still date Rihanna?
No, he just still beats her. They're not dating, or they just, they're friends.
They're just friends with, like, what's the opposite of friends with benefits?
Friends with violence, I don't know.
They're friends with domestic abuse.
Yeah, it's cool. No, yeah, he sucks. No, of course it's not. It's an awful thing, and...
What a shitty human being.
Chris Brown is not a good person. You know? I believe in there's shades of gray, or whatever.
50.
There's 50.
There's 50.
I know, but there's not... When you've, you know, so made someone black and blue in the face, so, you know.
Yeah.
And, but, do we separate art from the person?
Humanity?
Yeah, from humanity, basically.
I mean, you can be like Prince, but your art is your humanity.
Prince is
incredible.
You have no
humanity, you're just, you're
Prince
just
is amazing, he is just art. He's great. Just,
he's walking art.
He's walking art in platform heels, he's incredible.
In platform.
Yeah, man.
An androgynous dress.
My life, actually, I'm going to say, with full honesty, my life peaked at his halftime show, in the Super Bowl that the Bears were in 2007. And it's raining in Miami, and...
Prince
and,
in a halftime show?
Yeah, he did a halftime show in 2007. And he's in this, like, teepee, and it's like purple teepee, and he's singing Purple Rain, and his guitar is just impossibly phallic. At this perfect angle, and it goes on, and it blew my mind. And I'm watching it on television, and I'm like, I think everything just hit for me. Like, the best parts of my life are going to be televised, first off. And second, like, I'm good. I'd punch out right there. The Bears hadn't lost yet, and Prince just blew my mind.
Who did they lose to?
The Colts, Peyton Manning.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, he deserved it. Yeah, he deserved it. But, you know, I just love Prince. When you brought up Prince, it just took me to a happy place that no longer exists.
He played in Baltimore last week.
Oh, yeah, for the...
Rally for Peace.
Yeah, man. They should do things like that more often. I think people would give a fuck about social injustice if there were more concerts. And if you actually made people make a small donation as well, instead of just...
Yeah.
You have this concert for Valor that I attended, and it was awesome, but I don't think anyone really... was affected by it because it was free.
Same thing for the Earth Day concert on the National Mall.
Yeah, you just had a bunch of people trampling the grass at the mall, right?
Yeah, a bunch of people kill grass and then just generating like buttloads of trash.
Yeah,
and then every now and then Don Cheadle comes out and talks
for Earth.
With like, for
Don
Earth.
Cheadle was there.
Don Cheadle was like the host, and then he's standing there with like the general ambassador of the UN. And, like, people who are, like, running the World Health Organization, people who are, like, running the World Bank, and Don Cheadle, who runs my world.
Yeah, Don Cheadle is, CEO of my universe. But you're right, they just, a bunch of people come out and just throw all their trash away. Just a bunch of Snickers wrappers and condoms.
and a bunch of used and unused condoms.
Yeah, mostly unused because like, Earth.
The opened and unused Earth. Condoms are like, that's like when you get right there, everyone's like, oh, do you have a condom? He's like, oh, yeah, I've got a condom. And like you pull out, pretend to put it on, and then we go and pay for their abortion, so it's cool.
That's right, at Panera.
You can't promise, yeah. We created the wrong incentive. No guy's ever going to wear a condom anymore because we promised to pay for their abortion.
Oh, man. But I was looking for a reason to go back to work, and now I found it. I have to fund my abortion account.
So you got to have goals and motivations. Yours is just paying for strangers' abortion.
Yeah, that's so noble.
Well, what is like the clearinghouse giveaway where they walk up to your door and like, with a giant check. You $1 million. I'm going to do that, but I'm going to just stand at the abortion clinic and be like, I'd like to pay for your abortion today.
How about the guy?
I get to keep the baby. I get to keep the aborted baby. That's the deal.
Oh my God.
I need his stem cells.
What would you do?
I need his stem cells.
You take his stem cells so you can be immortal?
I'm creating a second me.
Yes, it's like third life. It's just like third, fourth, fifth. I just play out the string and see if in an alternate universe, like, you didn't end up podcasting with me. Like things went well and you weren't talking about eating dogs. But there's some other person that's, I don't know, doing good things in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I paid for enough of Panera abortions, that I think a better version of me would exist.
Yeah. If you pay for enough Panera abortions, a karma bursts a version of you in an alternate universe.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
This is all the motivation I need. And I think to attract more customers, Jesus. Those people that stand with a liberty person at the bank with a torch? It's like that.
Would you have to stand with like an aborted fetus?
Yeah, and it's swaying back and forth with your arms going and Prince.
And Prince.
Prince playing and on an old school boombox.
No, Prince is there playing live.
It's Mount Everest. Prince is there live. Panera writes a big enough check. Prince will do it.
They're like, wow, this abortion thing really took off. We can afford Prince.
We doves cry.
I don't think I've ever heard a Prince song.
What?
I've probably heard it.
I'm going to eat you after the dog if you haven't heard a Prince song.
We've got an hour in the car. We can go listen to some Prince.
Yes. I would like that.
Speaking of which, when do we have to leave for that?
About 7 minutes.
Which means we have 6.5 minutes of abortion talk.
Yes.
30 minutes of fluffing ourselves.
One might say a short trimester of conversation.
The shortest of trimesters.
Oh, my God. See, obviously, we're a pro-choice here. I mean, it's an awful choice to have to make one way or the other, but, you know.
Panera versus Wade.
Panera versus Wade.
Is going to be...
Panera versus Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade's like, I have more kids, and Panera's like, why don't you come on down to Panera? Yeah. We'll take them.
What we should do is once athletes are past their prime at like around age 30, they're still like they have like 2 good breeding years left. We should just breed them into all of our women, and then we'd all be fantastic athletes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the business I'm going to start
because there's only going to be athletes in the future for the robots to gamble on. There's gonna be McDonald's. The intellectual class is just playing chess at McDonald's, and there's the fucking athletes breeding with each other, which I'm fully in support.
And this is only 10% of the world because the rest is just drowned in diarrhea.
Yeah. So there's robots, diarrhea, and McDonald's chess masters. And
I went to Taylor Gourmet for lunch today.
Taylor Swift Gourmet.
Where they serve is Taylor Swift.
They serve cloned pieces of Taylor Swift's future placenta. It's delicious. It never goes out of style.
It's full of nutrients.
So many nutrients.
That's true, though.
22 different nutrients.
At least 26 different enzymes are in this placenta.
That's more enzymes than I have in my body because I fart a lot.
It's like steroids.
Yeah.
Steroid placenta gives you super strength. No, but I'm eating at this Taylor Gourmet after my trip to Target. And there's a sidewalk and then a street and another sidewalk with more restaurants across the street. And in front of one of the restaurants is a life-size chess game.
Nice.
You can go like pick up pieces. And, like, my first thought was Wizarding Chess from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
My second thought was, like, I'm going to challenge that 7-year-old.
Yeah.
There was a 7-year-old, like, playing with his dad, moving chess. I'm like, I can fucking beat that 7-year-old. I'm going to walk over and challenge that 7-year-old to chess.
Exactly. What do we say? I don't know. Let me ask my dad.
Your dad's dead.
Yeah. That's a hologram. And I've got a van in the parking lot. And it's got a chessboard. That's better than this one.
It's way better than... I got
it's way better than your hologram dad. Yeah,
I stole from McDonald's.
I ripped a guy's pacemaker out and took his chess set and declared myself king of that particular McDonald's. And now I need a checkmate, you know, prepubescent children to feel alive again because I ran out of dogs to eat.
And I walk away and hand out a business card that says, look, so you don't repeat this same mistake, here's a Panera abortion. One free Panera abortion. You need it.
What if we all had hologram parents?
We do postnatal. We do postnatal abortions.
Oh my god.
Up until age 14.
I was good until 14. I just, you know, things didn't work out. So, yeah, I would be okay with that.
You can't choose for yourself, though. Someone has to choose for you.
Is there a way to really rescue humanity?
Drown it in diarrhea and restart.
Drown it in diarrhea and restart with the athletes.
Yeah, take two athletes from every sport. Take two athletes from every sport. Put them on a boat.
It's a cruise ship.
And we're going to call it Life of Pi.
It's a cruise ship, man.
It's a cruise ship. But not a carnival line because it'll flip over.
And yeah, of course. And actually, there's a giant McDonald's. And with all the smart people... playing
on the top deck.
It's called Life of Pi, but 3.14. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. I'd live that.
And that's our dystopian future.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of
just floating in through seas of diarrhea.
This just occurred to me now. But when I was watching or reading about learning about Noah's Ark as a child, it never occurred to me to ask, "Oh, why two of every animal?" In my innocence, I just assumed like, "Oh, it's like two guy giraffes."
Yeah.
Just hanging out, not, like, porking.
Maybe that was knowing that you were, you know, bicurious then. When you thought of two guy giraffes.
Well, it never occurred to me until this moment, now. They're like, oh, he brought two of every animal because they're going to fuck.
Yeah. The long necks, these two guys going at each other. It's just the long giraffe neck going down, and the other, they can 99 each other. And
we actually, Noah only brought one-third of the breeds of animals he left with, because there's a lot of crossbreeding. A lot of crossbreeding on the
ark. He only brought the ones that he wanted to fuck again.
The animal.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this looks delicious. That's how we got, like...
He ate the ones he didn't want before leaving the ark, so he'd have enough fat reserves to live another 150 years.
Yeah.
And the other animals he brought him because he thought they were sexy. He's like, it's just me left. I might as well enjoy myself.
What happens if there's an animal that's sexy and delicious?
Ooh.
Could you eat something you've been inside of?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could. Well, I mean...
Alright, no. This is why. Because if you can love something you've been inside of, if you could kill something you bet someone you've been inside of, then how can you not also eat someone you've been inside of?
That's the circle.
I mean,
I've been inside of you, now you're going to go inside of me.
Yeah.
That's the circle of life.
That's great. We meet in the middle of this homosexual Venn diagram. This is perfect. Sometimes things just click.
Things just click, man. That's like fate. What's that movie, Cloud Atlas?
Yeah.
Different generations, like...
The same people are banging?
The same people are bound to meet up? That's started on Noah's Ark.
I believe in that. The people meeting up and stuff.
It's a pretty played out plot line, though. I saw the movie Age of Adeline recently. That was a plot of that, too. Where she was like, some woman basically never aged. Spoiler alert. Then she was fucking some guy. And then she broke up with him because she wasn't aging and he was.
Yeah.
And then started porking his son like 40 years later, didn't know it.
Her own child?
No, his son? His son was someone with another woman.
Well, she knows what she likes. Everyone has a type.
Everyone has a type.
You know, that's what they say. Oh, that's my type.
Yeah. Father-son pairs are my type.
Definitely. Those are my types, for sure.
That's her type. Which, speaking of double-teaming, we've been approached for a three-way in at least 3 weeks.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I'm going to plan on being approached tonight. I invited that girl to the wedding.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The little mean girl from Kickball.
The little mean girl.
You guys should. You guys are so into each other. You should fuck.
Get over it and fuck.
Bitch, I'm 4'7". Just fuck.
I don't know my own name. My father never hugged me. Fuck.
I'm so drunk.
My father never hugged me. Fuck each other. And I want to watch.
I hate myself.
And then you see in the bathroom. 2 weeks later, you're like, you know, you told me to fuck my friend. And she's
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
And then she retracted the sorry and said fuck you to me, and I just
yeah.
nodded. I was like,
what
hi.
Did you do to her?
Just innocently said hi.
Oh really?
Because I do that. I say hi to people. I don't know why I still do that. Yeah, all right, I should really just continue that practice.
Oh hey, how's it going? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
pervert.
Yeah, fucking pervert.
I don't want to sleep with you.
Yeah, like, okay, I didn't realize I was offering.
You should have been like, oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, my body wants to, but my mind doesn't like that. I'm becoming celibate.
Self-induced celibacy going on 4 weeks.
Yeah, longer than that for me. I don't want to do it again.
Sex?
Yeah.
You can become a Munich.
A Munich?
A Munich.
That's a German city.
Whatever. A eunuch.
Yeah.
A eunuch.
I'm pretty sure they fucking in German.
That's
city.
Where the Aleutians are from. Munich.
The modern Aleutians that escaped Aleutian Park all settled in Munich and stopped having sex.
No, a eunuch. You just grind your balls and then.
Because the plight of the resurrected Aleutians is too painful, so they decided not to continue their
I
race.
Can't go on.
Yeah, you can't go on being park attractions and delicate. Delicacies.
And delicacies for fat Americans.
Yeah, those fat Americans. And their perverted taste. Those foodies.
What we didn't say last week, or last podcast, that people don't actually know is that the people who are visiting Aleutian Park are the real attraction.
Oh.
They're for us. We just walk around up top and watch the fat Americans make asses of themselves.
Yeah.
And the Aleutians are all paid actors.
We pleasure ourselves in a room with padded walls. So no one can hear our shouts
for your
of
protection.
Ecstasy.
That's for your
yeah,
protection,
for your
ours.
Protection. We don't want them to feel alive, and if they watched us go at ourselves in our padded rooms at the top floor.
As we watch these park. Fat people, all, they're like fatties on vacation who like hate their family.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have ungrateful kids.
Yeah, I give them everything, and they hate it.
We only have one vacation every 6 years.
Yeah.
You guys hated Epcot.
Yeah, fuck you. We're going to Aleutian Park. This one's for me. I'm hungry.
For Aleutian.
I want Aleutian. I've tasted guinea pig. I've had orange Gideon.
Been inside of her in years.
Yeah. I haven't seen my penis since the Rodney King riots.
It got shot off.
Yeah, I shot it off myself with a Nerf gun. Oh, I'm so fat! I'm so fat!
Why did you drop out of college?
You broke all the Huffy bikes I bought you, because you're fat too.
You were a bully.
You're doing it because you don't love yourself. I can't blame you, I never taught you that.
I never taught you to love.
I have no love except for human meat now. I want to go to Aleutian Park.
All I do is think about the next high.
Yeah.
The illusion, the guinea pig high.
There's that first bite. Oh, it arouses me so.
This is either the decline or the epitome of mankind.
This is the universe that my mind exists in.
This is the climax of
mankind. This is why I would like to talk to people, because it's like at weddings and stuff, because... They'll be like, so what do you do? I'm like, oh, I talk about cannibalism.
Do you ever think about eating people?
Yeah. Or I'll ask a really dark question. I just get uncomfortable. I don't even know what to do anymore.
Or you do nothing wrong. You just get a fuck you in the bathroom line.
Yeah.
At the bar.
So if I...
You,
it's
on the
like
way to overcharge,
extremes.
Overdraft right. your debit account.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you either try to be earnest and say hello to people and stuff. And then you're like, fuck you. Or, you know, you just go to the other side and just talk about... eating people.
I'm just talking about eating people. Talking about eating that girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she'd be...
She would taste bitter.
Yeah, very bitter.
I hate taste bitter.
Like, well done. No matter how you try to cook her, she would be well done.
She has, like, just a little bit too much lime juice on
yeah,
her.
I think just... This was overprepared. Can you send it back?
Can you
imagine the future where you're
sending
back? Sending
people?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, no worries. We got another shipment.
Yeah. Don't worry, it was a set of twins. We got an extra.
Yeah, we got an extra. A triplet, actually.
Twins taste way better.
Oh my god!
Scientific fact. They did a study in Nazi Germany, and they found out that twins just taste better. Hitler personally sampled
It was a study for Pandex, the early stages of Panda Express.
It was actually founded in Munich, Germany.
The eventual home of the new illusions. And just because they don't want to lose their identity, their new community, it's gated and it's called Illusion Park. There's a bunch of condos.
Never forget where you came from.
Never forget.
It's self-policed like Harlem.
Yeah. Self-policed by with like hyper-intelligent Roombas. So they also clean.
Wait, hyper-intelligent room what?
Roombas, those like little vacuum robots that are replacing.
They clean up the streets.
Yeah. So, if in case you were listening, you haven't gone to your nearest
gun store and kill
yourself. Yeah, or place of faith. And they're like, I need to make some changes. This future is pretty much on point. Okay.
Yeah.
First off, and then I went to the bank, and I saw a young Hispanic girl with her mom.
How young?
And she like seven or so, six, okay. Seven. And she picked her nose and ate it. Picked her nose and ate it.
Yeah, today.
I mean, I've probably done that, but yeah, today. And I was like, I'm going to a wedding today, and I'm sure they'll produce beautiful children and stuff. But the booger eaters.
The kids are gonna be hot.
The kids are. Yeah, they probably.
I'd eat their kids. The
booger eaters are going to be there forever, and it's just going to be more booger eaters, okay? And they're going in there, and knowing you have to choose to get English, you can't. It's not just defaults to it or anything.
Wait, to get English?
To get English, to have your ATM robot machine give you your money to the simple instructions there. Mm. You have to choose your language and stuff, and I feel like a dinosaur, so I might as well get eaten. That's the future is here, and it's cannibalism, it's booger eating, and it's seas of diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea world.
Diarrhea world.
That's the future.
All right, bye.
Yeah, remember that.